From the Brickyard Stadium in Hobart, Indiana, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to the inaugural America's Crossroads Bowl, where today the Ohio Dominican Panthers, with a record of 7-2, 6-1, finished second place in the Great Midwest Athletic Conference, will take on the Truman State Bulldogs, ranked 23rd in the country, 9-2, finishing third in the GLVC with a record of 5-2. And they will now force a field goal try from Josh Schreiderer, a sophomore who was second team all conference, 12 out of 18 on field goals this season. He will come out to try and give the Bulldogs the initial lead of the game. The punter is their holder. It's a good snap and hold, and the kick is up, and it is good. So a scoring drive for the Bulldogs will put them on the board. It is 3-0 in favor of Truman State with 4:29 to play in the first quarter. Logan Neidhart, who was first team all-conference and the special teams player of the year, will come out and punt for ODU, averaging 42 yards per kick. He'll be kicking with the wind behind him. Noah Adcock does the snapping, and Logan will send a line drive downfield that'll hit at the 33, take a roll past the receiver, Spencer Newell inside the 10, still rolling inside the 5, still rolling down to the goal line where 5 Panthers have the ball surrounded and will down it right there. That will be a 73 school record yard punt by Logan Neidhart on the final play of the first quarter that has been dominated thus far by the Truman State Bulldogs. They will have it first down and 10, leading 3-0 as we've completed one quarter. So all three, Jefferson left, Schrader right of the quarterback bar, and then Salima lines up behind him. The power pistol on 3rd and 3. It's Salima sweeping right, 5, and untouched into the end zone. That is an easy 9-yard touchdown gallop by Jordan Salima. And with 12:21 to play here in the first half, it is now 9-0 in favor of Truman State. And the point after coming up, Baylor Cornish, again, their punter does the holding. And the long snapper, Case Wojciechowski, to our left. The kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 12:21 to play here in the second quarter. New score, it is now Truman State 10, Ohio Dominican nothing. They'll go 5 wide receivers for Barr this time, and no running back. Game clock at 8:40 to play, second quarter, as Barr takes it. Panthers rush 4, Barr surrounded and falls down back at the 45-yard line. A sack will be credited to Jalen Garner, his 9th of the season, and that is a new single-season school record. Jalen Garner with sack number 9 on the year, and for the career, it'll be number 12 as he leapfrogs Sidney Omame in that 2014 playoff run year, had 8.5 sacks. Remember, that was a team that ended up playing in 14 games that year, and Jalen Garner has done it in 10. ODU will need the 30-yard line for a first down. On fourth down, Wyke takes it, throws over the middle to Washington, caught it, hung on at the 15, sidesteps a Bulldog down to the 10 and to the 9-yard line. Jordan Siegel made the tackle, Cedric Washington hung on to it again in traffic, and the Panthers will have first down and goal with 3:18 to play here in the second quarter. Colson to the right of Wyke, where there are also 3 wide receivers. Quarterback draw. Wyke up into the hole. Sidesteps 1 to the 5, to the 3. Trying to get shoved towards the goal line by the offensive line. And he's in for an Ohio Dominican touchdown. Quarterback Jacob Wyke on an 8-yard touchdown run. And the Panthers drive the length of the field and score the first touchdown of the America's Crossroads Bowl for the black and gold. And now Jed Quackenbush out for the extra point for ODU. 33 out of 35 on the season. Out of the Noah Adcock hold, Ethan Young snaps it. That's all good, and the placement is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 2:13 to play second quarter. New score, Truman State 10, Ohio Dominican 7. All right, now they line back up for the field goal. The punter, Taylor Cornish, has his knee down on the 30. The snap back, the hold, the kick is on the way. It has the distance, and it is good. And there are 2.1 seconds to go in the first half. So a 40-yard field goal by Josh Treiderer, his second of the day, will now make it 13-7 Truman State with 10 seconds to go in the first half. Head coach Kelly Cummings is down on the sideline, and coach, boy, your defense out there an eternity in that first quarter, but they were able to kind of get things settled down a little bit in the second. Defensively, what do you have to do here in the second half against Truman State?
They're doing a good job attacking us in a couple of spots in the boundary, and so we just got to shore up, do the things that we've normally done. I mean, nothing changes for us. Get lined up and tackle better.
Offensively today, Jacob Wyke out there at quarterback looked like he finally got his feet under him there on that final drive of the half.
Yeah, he's competing. If we can do a good job of getting the ball back defensively and getting off the field, I think he just needs more opportunity, and we've got to do that.
All right, Coach, thank you. We'll talk after the game.
Thank you.
Head Coach Kelly Cummings of the Ohio Dominican Panthers as his team goes to the locker room trailing by a score of 13-7. And now it is first and goal for the Bulldogs. And a touchdown here is going to make the rest of this second half very difficult on ODU. They go back to the trio in the backfield of Jefferson, Schrader, and Salima surrounding the quarterback Barr, who hands to Salima, darts through the line of scrimmage, almost untouched into the end zone for a Truman State touchdown. And with 5:10 to play in the third quarter, the Bulldogs have extended their lead now to 2 scores. Now they're going to run a 2-point conversion try. Morris will throw to the kicker, Schreiderer, who will catch it on the far side of the field for a 2-point conversion. Jacob Morris, as they had the swinging gait, was over here behind the line, caught the pass from the holder, who then fired it over top of everybody to the kicker in the back of the end zone for the 2-point try. So it is now 21-7 in favor of Truman State, 5:10 to play here in the third quarter. So from the 41-yard line, it'll be third down. Panthers are coming. Barr to throw, leaks one out. Cameron Moore intercepts it with one hand, rumbles down the left sideline and run out of bounds at the 45-yard line. What a play by Cameron Moore. His first pick of the season, the second of his career. And he returns it inside Truman State territory. He got in front of the intended receiver and with his left hand was able to haul it in for the interception. Our final quarter of football is coming up next. It is 21-7 Truman State over Ohio Dominican in the inaugural America's Crossroads Bowl. Second down and 7. Barr will hand it off. Schrader will sweep this side, turns up field 45-40, swims his way, and then drops the ball, and the Panthers, I think, have it at the 30-yard line. It was like a watermelon just rolling around on the field, and one of the Panthers pounced on it. Now, who comes out of there with it? It is ODU ball. Official on his knees in the pile just pointed Ohio Dominican's football. As the knee is taken by Barr, the game clock will expire, and the Truman State Bulldogs are going to be the inaugural America's Crossroads Bowl champions as they will defeat the Ohio Dominican Panthers today by a final score of 21-7. Coach, you knew you were going to be behind the eight ball a little bit today without your starting quarterback and Evan Ernst. This is a pretty good Truman State football team. You knew that coming in, and boy, they showed that they're very good at what they do in running the football.
That was a hard-fought game. It was, great to be here, all those things. Kids played hard, and just proud of the way our kids played there down the stretch. I thought they battled well there late in the third and the fourth, and things just didn't go our way.
Coach, what was the biggest obstacle on offense today with your backup quarterback out there?
There in the first half, he made some great plays, some great throws, and then I think the second half, we got behind the ball, behind the chains a couple of times, and the moment got a little too big for us, a couple of snaps there, but he competed, he battled, he took a shot in the knee and all that, and came back in, and I thought, for him being in the situation he's thrown into, I thought it was it really showed his character. It was a great moment by Jake, and I'm proud of the way he played. Sure, he wants a couple of those things back, but I was proud of him playing tough today.
Coach, lastly, despite the loss, a good experience for your team and to get those extra practices and be around each other for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, they're probably ready to mutiny on me. I I've had them around each other so much. But, certainly I think it's going to help all of our young guys, pay dividends for our young guys. Just like our alums did a great job setting the tradition here and, you know, enables us, this team, to have those opportunities. These older guys going out and playing their tails off, you know, and it enables, this young team to go out and have opportunities again going into the spring.
Coach, thank you for your time all season. Congratulations on a great season.
Thanks, Todd. Thank you.
Joining us now is Cameron Moore, the defensive MVP of the America's Crossroads Bowl. Cam, I'm sure it's a little bit bittersweet. You would have rather been MVP in a win here today. But congratulations, first off, on a great performance today and becoming the all-time leading tackler in Ohio Dominican history.
Thank you, sir. It means a lot to me. And, yeah, it's a little bittersweet. But I can't be more proud of my guys. I mean, to get to this point, they gave me an opportunity to even be in the position I am. I love all of them, and that was – I mean, I couldn't ask for a better team, better coaching staff, better people around me.
Cam, we've talked so many times, whether it's been after games or on our show, and you've kind of said those guys ahead of you, the Ross Thompson, a guy you broke today, had a lot to do with this. But really, I mean, where did your football career kind of start, and who is the biggest influence for you as you wrap up your career here today?
I mean, honestly, it's just been all the coaches and all the players around me. I know you can't really pinpoint where it started. I mean, I came in and didn't know exactly what was going to happen. I played behind great linebackers, and it was just they came in and took me in under the wing. I mean, they made me feel like family right away. And then Coach Cummings has been one of the best mentors I've ever had in my entire life. He's turned me into a linebacker that I could never wish I could have been. I mean, it's unimaginable the impact that he's put on my life.
Cameron, I know you wanted to make the playoffs this year, and unfortunately for you, as a couple of other great players in the past, didn't get a chance to play in the playoffs. But was this a good experience for you and your senior teammates today to get one more opportunity to play in a non-pressure environment?
I mean, I couldn't ask for a better way to end my career. I mean, I got 3 extra weeks to play the game that I love, that I've been playing since second grade. This opportunity has been unreal. I mean, just I got a banquet last night with my family. It just – this opportunity was the most perfect way I could end my career. I know everyone's going to the playoffs, but I thank everyone around me for even getting us to this point.
Cameron, congratulations on your career. You've been one of our favorites over the years. Go enjoy the rest of your day with your teammates.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.